Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Happy Friday. Hope you're having a great day. We're getting ready for the weekend and excited about that. So, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about earlier today as I was getting ready for the show is that we're getting really close now to Mandami's, the commie's inauguration in New York City. And more businesses now are fleeing and more people with rent controlled housing and the number of units that are vacant in that city. And that number is expected to go up as we're all having this conversation about a housing crisis in this country, which we should. We should be having a conversation about a housing crisis because it's legitimate. There's a legitimate housing crisis. But wait till I have the numbers I have for you on the number of units that are vacant right now and the reasons why they're vacant. You're going to blow your mind. And it all has to do with the rent stabilization laws or the rent control laws, of which Mandami wants to make more of, which is going to lead to more lack of housing. And that's going to be another problem, which is only going to make things worse. But things are about to get a whole lot worse in that city, no doubt about it. John Fetterman confronting Katie Couric over a number of different things. And Hunter Biden's back. I guess the crack is back. He's back. And he's just going on these hideous rants. Wait till you hear the rant he goes on about Miranda Devine. Remember, Miranda Devine is a New York Post reporter who broke the story of the Hunter Biden laptop. And just crazy, the things he says about her, just absolutely insane. Nothing about Hunter Biden surprises me, though. I mean, he's a hideous human being. He really is. He's just a guy's a freaking train wreck. But I mean, holy cow. And is the story about the tariffs on Italian pasta, is it real? Is it not real? Is it fake news? Is it real news? These are the things we will tackle as the show goes on today, as the president now goes on a tirade about the Jeffrey Epstein investigation and saying, and rightfully so, by the way, we should really be looking into some of these Democrats here regarding Jeffrey Epstein. And the Epstein story is not going away. I mean, it's not going away anytime soon. That's for sure. It's just one of the, it's just, you know, it's there. It's going to stay there. And I don't, you know, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, we're all just dying for transparency on this. We really are. We want transparency. We want to know everything that's happening. But, you know, I think we'd all be crazy if we didn't think that there's more to the story that meets the eye with regards to Epstein and his financial backers. And that's something that we've said before. You know, the financial guys, the international people, the foreign relations, all of it, everything involving Jeffrey Epstein. And we need to get answers on all of these things as we go on. So we'll talk about that as the show continues today on a Friday. Plus, since it is Friday, we're going to talk to our buddy Dr. Wilfred Riley and Dr. Victoria Coates. And Brooke Singman's going to join us from Fox News. She got a great piece out regarding the extent to which the spying that was occurring by the not special counsel Jack Smith against people like, yes, James Comer and others. So we're going to get into that, too, as the show goes on. But I want to begin, though, with Hunter Biden, because this guy, man, he's just a freaking creep. He's just a creep. And wait, when you hear him go after Miranda Devine, and, you know, poor Miranda Devine, what is she guilty of? Miranda Devine had the audacity to write a story that was true about the Hunter Biden laptop. It was a true story. I mean, the laptop is real. It's not Russian disinformation. The laptop is real. It was his laptop. He's the idiot who left it in the store. And the government tried to tell you that it was Russian disinformation so that the government could convince everybody that it was, in, you know, well, to make you believe, for example, that this was part of the Russian effort to get Donald Trump elected president. It was one of the biggest instances of election interference you could ever find in the history of American politics. I mean, I dare you to find something more blatant than that. So blatant. Just 100% absolute lie. And they ran with this lie, they ran with this story, and the very same deep state hacks that we're all talking about day after day, James Comey, James Clapper, Brennan, all these guys. And Miranda Devine wrote the story because Miranda Devine knew the FBI had the laptop, and she knew that, well, I should put it this way, the FBI knew that Miranda Devine was going to write the story because the FBI was spying on Rudy Giuliani, if you remember. They were going to charge him. They never did, but they were spying on Giuliani. They didn't charge him. However, they knew the story was coming. That's when they warned all the tech companies. If you remember, they warned Twitter. At the time, it was Twitter. Now it's X, but at the time, it was Twitter. And Facebook, something big's coming. The Ruskies are at it again. And then when the story broke, big tech had no problem censoring the story and not letting you comment on it, not letting you share the story, not letting you have any comment on the story whatsoever. And they buried it. They did. It was everything that Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger, everything they exposed in the Twitter files really goes to two things, COVID and the Hunter Biden laptop story. And how the big tech just clamped down any conversation regarding it, shut it down, and would not let anybody discuss it. They were doing the bidding of big government. I mean, did they protest? Yeah, a little bit. Like a little bit here and there. They were like, oh, please don't make us not cover the Hunter Biden laptop story. Please don't make us censor this. Please don't make us censor China's involvement in COVID. They didn't really mean those things. Those were all lies. They were happy to go along with it. They could have fought. They didn't. And so as we were getting ready for Election Day, the American people were led to believe that the Russians were trying to interfere in the election again, and the Russians were trying to help Donald Trump become president of the United States. And they did not understand the level of Joe Biden's corruption, because ironically enough, it would be the Hunter Biden laptop that would do him in. I mean, that's the irony in the whole story, is that at the end of the day, what would do him in would be the Hunter Biden laptop, because Barack Obama knew that everything was on that laptop was real, because all of Joe Biden's Ukraine nonsense he did in Obama's White House. So when they were ready to shiv the old guy out the door, they had all the goods on him and they could force him out, because otherwise Joe Biden wasn't going anywhere. So the irony in all of it is that the instrument of his salvation became the instrument of his demise. I think I took that line from Avengers Endgame, but you know what I mean. Or maybe it was the opposite. But either way, I think it was Avengers Endgame. Did I have that right? I'll think about it. This is Hunter Biden now. Let's do cut number three.
In what, you know, like someone as horrendously ugly as Miranda Devine, physically and in terms of her, and in terms of her ethics. It does. I mean, she is, you know, and that goes for, you know, I mean, Daily Mail and, you know, but I mean, they're whores. I mean, they're whores for money. And, you know,
and you're
she
not?
Does it because she makes money. And, you know, when she goes to sleep at night, I'm sure she sleeps just fine. But, you know, I don't know anybody that is going to be mourning her when she's gone.
I think
ugly person.
Wow. I don't know anyone that's going to be mourning her when she's gone. Not one person. What a creep, man. What a creep. By the way, just for the record, it was Man of Steel. The instrument of our damnation became the instrument of our salvation or something like that. But you get the point. Miranda Devine is not a hideous human being. She's been on the show before. She's a very lovely person. She wrote a story that was real, and that story implicated you, and it implicated your father, and it implicated your money laundering operation and the whole scam and everything that it was. That's the thing. And that's why Hunter Biden hates her. He hates her for that reason. And I get it. Guys get every reason to hate her. But to think that no one would mourn her, he is just an angry, angry dude. And you got a pardon. You got a presidential pardon from your dad. You got off scot-free. You got off scot-free. I mean, think about that. Where a lot of people went to prison for doing exactly what you did, you got off scot-free. And all the money you made, yeah, I mean, granted, you blew it on hookers and cocaine, but that's the dream, is it not? To make that kind of cash and then blow it on hookers and blow? I'm just saying. For a lot of people, that's the American dream right there in a nutshell. And you achieved it, Hunter Biden. Good for you. You achieved it. Some people only get the hookers. Some people only get the blow. You had both. And Russian hookers at that. Russian hookers. I'm just pointing that out. He also went on a horrible rant about MAGA and Charlie Kirk's assassination. So this young guy dies, and then Hunter Biden proceeds to go after Charlie Kirk and his family and anybody who mourns Charlie Kirk. The level of bitterness in this man's heart, I mean, it's like black. It really is. Cut number four.
I've never really seen a figure like Charlie Kirk be assassinated pretty much purely because of their beliefs.
Well, wait a second. Okay, let's just step back for a second there. Do you know that that's the case?
No.
Okay, and do you know, but here's a really important thing. That is the narrative that is being spun by the right.
I can't think of another one.
Yeah, okay. Well, here I can think of another one. I can think of another one that this kid, if it was this kid, was a groper. And he is a Nick Fuentes acolyte. And Nick Fuentes believes, and the groypers believe, basically, that everything is a joke and that it should all be chaos, a pox on all their house. They want to create chaos. And so it didn't matter whether you shot Charlie Kirk or whether you shot the Charlie Kirk's equivalent on the left, and I don't know who that would be.
Probably someone like Hassan Piko.
Yeah. So there's an answer. He wasn't necessarily shot for his beliefs. He was shot because he was one of the loudest people speaking out there. And so that's my point. I don't know whether Charlie Kirk was shot because what he believed, or whether he was shot by a disaffected white male, an incel, that had ready access to high caliber rifle and the capacity to be able to shoot a kill shot from over 200 yards from a roof, and somehow disassemble the rifle before he got off the roof without it being able to seen on video, and then amazingly, after being able to do that, was so dumb that he wrote a full confession over text message to his supposed trans roommate that may have been his boyfriend, exonerating his father, and blah 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 blah. come on. And so I don't know why Charlie Kirk was shot. Candace Owens says Charlie Kirk was shot because he was about to disavow Israel. Okay, I don't know why Charlie Kirk was shot, but I do know this: it only served one group of people. Charlie Kirk's death.
MAGA.
They have taken this. They have wrapped themselves in it. They have righteous indignation. And they are able to say it's all. And by the way, all of the data shows that.
Let me just jump in here for a second here. The crazy conspiracy that this man is spewing right now. It's nuts. Why is this not being denounced? Because people were denouncing Candace Owens for her idea that Israel's behind this. Why are people not denouncing Hunter Biden for this kind of level of insanity? He's basically suggesting that the guy who shot Charlie Kirk, it's a patsy and it's a setup, and MAGA was behind it, and MAGA did this to have something to grieve over. I mean, is that's basically what he's saying. That's crazy talk. That's crazy town from a guy who loves to play in crazy town. Hunter Biden loves crazy town. That's where you do the hookers and blow. I mean, that's where the best hookers and blow are, crazy town. But that's insane. He's literally throwing out a nutty conspiracy theory here, this time around the fact that it was MAGA or Nick Fuentes or a Groiper or somebody else, and they blamed it on this guy who happens to have a trans lover. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of questions around this investigation. My point is, though, is that if you're going to pile on a conspiracy theory around this assassination that's being put out there by Candace Owens, why are you not piling on the one that's being put out there by the president's son, the former president's son? I mean, Candace Owens is just a commentator. This guy's the president, according to the former president, his best friend, the smartest guy he knows, and we know was a top advisor in the very end days of the Biden presidency and earlier before that, and his business partner. And also a guy that was hired to and was paid millions of dollars to do consulting overseas for these various international conglomerates in Ukraine, Russia, China, Romania. But people are just going to let that go? Is the corporate legacy media going to kill Hunter Biden for coming up with this bat-ass crazy conspiracy theory? Of course not. Of course not. Because poor Hunter, he's had it so rough. I mean, he's really had it so rough, and he's had it so rough because of MAGA. You know, it's really because of MAGA that he's had it so bad. That's really the reason, if you think about it. And he also says that this part of it, too, that the only person it served by killing Charlie Kirk was MAGA. What was MAGA supposed to do? Not honor his legacy? Not like mourn the guy? I don't know how it helped exactly. I'm not really sure that if the goal was to kill Charlie Kirk so that people could have somebody to mourn, like for what purpose? What does that get you exactly? But of course, this guy who's interviewing him, this dumb podcaster, doesn't push back on any of that stuff and be like, whoa, slow it down there. All right, slow it down. I don't know how many lines of blow you just did, but let's unpack this for a second. How does this help exactly? How does a guy getting assassinated help the cause? Explain that to me, because I can't figure this out. Oh, well, they had somebody to mourn over and bond over. So what? What does that mean? You're going to stage an assassination. You're going to frame a guy and stage an assassination, do all these things so you could have a day of mourning, and then give people more days of mourning, and then have make a hero out of a guy on the right who was already, many people consider to be the leader of the modern day youth movement on the right. I mean, it would just be nice if at one point the podcast host would just stop him and go, okay, hey, crazy town. All right. Crazy town. Slow it down. Okay. And maybe get the guy some electrolytes or something. I don't know, a cracker. I don't know what you give to somebody who's clearly on a bender. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but either way, guy is nuts. But there's a whole lot of nuts on today's clip, including Jasmine Crockett, who says the violence doesn't come from Democrats. So maybe she's in on this theory too, that Charlie Kirk's assassin was framed and that it was actually the right who did this, and they set him up because they wanted a day of mourning and they wanted somebody to be able to go out and unite everybody over their sad collective. I mean, because some of the theories out there that Erica Kirk was behind it, Israel was behind it, the Mossad was behind it. But this is a whole other level of crazy here. So why not? Let's go down more crazy town with a congresswoman this time, Jasmine Crockett, cut number 5.
The violence doesn't come from Democrats, just to be clear. I mean, obviously anyone can be a criminal, but it is MAGA. It's specifically MAGA faction. Like, I don't think traditional Republicans are getting engaged in all of this, but like, even when we look at, and they don't talk about the assassination attempts anymore that took place with Donald Trump, but these were Trump supporters, right? As well as this most recent situation, they tried to flip it and say, oh, the leftists are, I'm like, this doesn't even make sense, right? But it's only like MAGA that does this.
MAGA does what exactly? Does what? I'm trying to understand this. And now are you alleging that Thomas Crooks was MAGA? Okay, Tucker Carlson. I mean, Tucker Carlson's got a whole thing about him today out about Thomas Crooks. I mean, is she putting out a conspiracy theory that Thomas Crooks was a MAGA supporter and that this was all staged? Is she going down that rabbit hole that Trump faked it and gave a cue and turned his head at the right time and this was all done and they just, you know, let an innocent man die and then this guy goes into it knowing he's going to get blown to shreds by the... But they let it happen because they wanted, and even though the guy got within like centimeters of death, that was still worth taking the risk. It's like, what? She's a congresswoman. And again, the guy interviewing her doesn't push back. Doesn't push back and say, hang on, Crazy Town. Are you suggesting what some of the crazy people on Facebook were doing the day of the assassination that Trump faked this whole thing? That this was all staged, that when he turned, he squeezed a vial of blood that opened up and gushed out. And you know, even though a man lost his life that day, Corey Compitore, it was still just all staged. Is that really what you're saying here? And that it was MAGA who did it? And that the people who are doing these things are MAGA? So she's saying what Hunter Biden's saying, essentially. And Charlie Kirk killed by MAGA. This guy killed by MAGA. I mean, it's really nuts. It really is. It's really, really nuts. All right, we're going to take a quick break. That is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Vanaria, VeneriaDental.com. Dr. Mike is a great guy, a great friend, and the master of implant dentistry. So get that beautiful smile that you deserve. Big show for you today. Straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
True story. True story. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. We're certainly on time. Brooke Singman's on time, too, and I'm really glad because she's breaking some great stories over at FoxNews.com. Brooke, you are a tremendous asset to Fox News and Fox News Digital, and you just you keep turning out these real blockbuster stories. So thank you for joining us today.
Rich, thank you so much for having me. I'm blushing. We're on camera, so this is the first time. I usually say something nice about me at the top, but you can't see me, but now you can, so.
Good. That was the goal. We wanted to make you blush.
Thank you for having me, and we've had a big week, so a lot of stories and a lot of things, you know, rolling out of this administration, and just happy to be able to tell these stories.
Jack Smith, I don't want to use the term special counsel, because in my mind, he was never a special counsel, but... we'll say that he was a guy charged with investigations. I think I'll probably try to use that title.
I like that.
I mean, I call him a psycho obsessed lawyer, but you know, that may not be journalism worthy, which is understandable. Right. But the one thing is very obvious here is all this is coming out now is that he was going after everybody, and now we find out based on your piece that even the then Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, as well. Where does it end, Brooke?
I don't know, and I would be hard-pressed to tell you that this is the last story of this kind. You know, I broke that Jack Smith, as part of his January 6th Capitol riot election 2020 investigation, had been targeting Speaker McCarthy's private personal cell phone records. Now, not just private work phone records, personal cell phone records. Right. And AT&T was his provider, so AT&T had been contacted by Jack Smith's office with Jack Smith explaining that he wanted to subpoena them for records. AT&T pressed the special counsel's office asking why they would want to subpoena these records. And then apparently, according to AT&T's response to Senator Chuck Grassley, who has been seeking answers to all of this, AT&T said they did not turn over any records belonging to McCarthy or any lawmakers or senators, for that matter, as part of this investigation or any others. Now, I broke this story back first week in October that Jack Smith had been seeking the cell phone records of a number of United States senators, and I believe it was Congressman Mike Kelly in the House.
Pennsylvania.
Of Pennsylvania, seeking his records as well. Now, yesterday we broke that Speaker McCarthy's records were targeted, as well as former Congressman Louie Gohmert from Texas, who I had the opportunity to speak with. Now, Speaker McCarthy told me that he is going to seek legal action and make sure that this does not happen to anyone else. Louie Gohmert said he's going to wait and see what comes of all of this. But at the end of the day, I don't think that these are the only people that Jack Smith was seeking phone records or private personal communications from as part of this investigation, that a lot of these lawmakers and a lot of senators who've been targeted have described really as a witch hunt. And as Gohmert told me yesterday, you know, it would have been probably important to have some kind of probable cause to go after the Speaker of the House's phone records. I mean, yeah. Just 2 weeks after he became Speaker of the House. So Jack Smith, obviously, he was investigating the Capitol riot. That's January 6, 2021. The 2020 presidential election, sure. Speaker McCarthy became Speaker McCarthy on, I believe it was January 7th, 2023. And then on January 23rd, 2023, Jack Smith goes after his personal cell phone records. It's crazy to me. But like I said, I think we will, there is certainly more to come on this. And Senator Chuck Grassley, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, along with Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin, together are doing this joint investigation into Jack Smith's probe. So I think we are going to see a lot more, and hopefully I'll be able to provide more answers as to what exactly Jack Smith was doing.
I appreciate it, Brooke Singman. We all do. And you know, congrats on breaking these stories. And they're saying it's a witch hunt. I mean, the people who are on the other end of this. And I think it's fair to say, because we don't know what he was looking for. And whether or not, if Congress had voted that day to reject the election results, I mean, they had the ability under the law to do so under the Electoral Count Act of 1868. So they wouldn't have been breaking the law if they had done so. They didn't. So what crime would have been committed by these members of Congress in the first place to justify the spying on them? And I think when you're dealing with lawmakers, not that anyone's above the law, but certainly if the executive branch is going to start spying on the legislative branch, you really got to make sure you have a good explanation for that, because otherwise we're getting into a real problem here with separation of powers. We're getting into a real problem of an unchecked executive that can intimidate people, intimidate lawmakers into doing their bidding. I mean, it's a very, very dangerous place to be.
Absolutely. Actually, when I interviewed Louis Gohmert yesterday, he had said that he, when he was in Congress, he had frequently communicated with whistleblowers from the DOJ and the FBI. And he said he doesn't know who he spoke to in the time period that his records were being targeted. But he said it really, the actions destroy the checks and balances system altogether, because you do have the executive branch going after communications of members of Congress. And that is exactly at odds with what the founders say, what's in the Constitution. I mean, maybe it would be worth taking a look at the Fourth Amendment again.
I don't know if we had one back then.
Right. Back in, what was that, 2023, 2024? No, we didn't. But he says, and I will say, just to make sure everybody understands both sides of this, Jack Smith says what he did was actually proper. And it was okay that he did this. And he had every right to do what he was doing as part of his investigation. Also, a story that I broke yesterday, as part of these documents that contained the explosive revelations that they were tracking Speaker McCarthy, also contained information that, despite the fact that nobody acknowledged this previously, Jack Smith actually met with former FBI Director Christopher Wray. And they always said that the investigation was very separate. And, you know, maybe you could explain away a meeting between the FBI director, who was leading this investigation previously, and this new special counsel shortly after the special counsel comes in. But that's not actually what happened. Special counsel Jack Smith was appointed as special counsel in November 2022. So that's a year or almost 2 years after the FBI would have been looking into the 2020 election and Capitol riot. The meeting with Wray and Smith did not take place until May of 2023. And then the day after, the FBI and Jack Smith's team made a significant case notification document, meaning there was a significant development in the investigation. And part of that document was the meeting with Christopher Wray. So what happened in that meeting, I'm not sure. But I think that the former FBI director really has some questions to answer as well.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brooke. I think he has a lot to answer for here. And there's so many layers to this investigation. But at the end of the day, what Jack Smith was looking for was anything. I mean, that's what really is very obvious here, trying to find something. You know, show me the person, I'll show you the crime. So and yet he never produced anything. In all of this, they never actually produced any sort of smoking gun that would tie Donald Trump or any of these members of Congress or these senators to any sort of orchestrated plot here. But even if they did, I mean, even if they were able to show that there was coordination to send the electoral count back to the states and say to the states, hey, you got to take another look at this. they still would have been acting under the law that was on the books at the time. And that's the part that really just frustrates me to such a degree, is that people are not really getting that aspect of this. I mean, there's nothing illegal about a senator or a member of the House rejecting the Electoral College results, because if there were, Jamie Raskin should have been investigated, because he tried doing it with Donald Trump twice. And they did this after Bush was elected in 2000 and 2004 as well. They tried rejecting the election results. There's a famous clip in 2017 of Jamie Raskin standing up and trying to reject Florida's electors, and Joe Biden banging the gavel and saying that he doesn't have a senator. He has to have a senator. And so, you know, sit down and shut up. But I mean, based on this whole idea, they all should have been elected. Any Democrat that ever was against certifying the election results should have been elected, investigated. So I guess the question is, have you in all your reporting uncovered any evidence that there's precedent for this before, that they've looked into other members of Congress who may have objected to the Electoral College results?
I would say absolutely not. And, you know, obviously this all went on in 2020, where Republicans questioned the outcome of the election. But how come nobody investigated the Democrats and Hillary Clinton in 2016 when Trump won? And they all said that couldn't be possible.
Right.
And then the entire intelligence community and Justice Department weaponized against the sitting president and did a 2-year-long special counsel investigation into whether he was a Russian agent. So, I mean, Why was that not looked at? But no, I don't believe that there's any precedent for looking into any other members of Congress who have asked a question or tried to challenge or tried to have things, looked at again in terms of certifying an election. But that's kind of a theme that we see here. Forgetting even the topic of the 2020 election, it's a theme when Republicans ask a question about something that the Democrats don't want to hear the answer to, it turns into some kind of investigation against them. I mean, look at President Trump back in 2019. I guess it was July 2019, on the phone with Zelensky, asking him what the deal was with Biden and the family and corruption in Ukraine. He asked a question. He was impeached. Sure enough, the question he asked, we found out the answers. The Biden family was doing pretty corrupt business deals in Ukraine. So, I mean, all of it's funny when you, I hate to laugh, but it is kind of funny when you just compare it all. Ask a question. And if you think maybe you kind of know the answer, but you don't want to know the answer to it, you got to investigate these people for asking the questions.
I think you have to laugh or you go insane, Brooke Singman. I think you have to. Political respondent, Fox News. I think you have to. Otherwise, you'll just, because how else can you keep up with the ever-changing, or I should say the discoveries? I mean, we still don't know what's going to come out here. I mean, thank God there's people like you looking into this. And I mean that sincerely. Like, thank God there's actual journalists out there who are looking into this stuff. I mean, this was weaponization of the government of the highest order, and it was targeted at one person, and it was done deliberately. And in this case, now we went after members of the legislature, the executive branch of government, the Department of Justice going after members of the legislature. And yet you don't hear any coverage of this outside of your reporting at Fox News and maybe a couple of other outlets, but that's it. And nobody seems to be concerned about this. As much as we hear day in and day out this drumbeat of democracy is threatened and the rise of fascism and everything, you have the executive branch, Department of Justice, spying on lawmakers, and you still have not given a good reason for it. And it's not like this is a situation where you had a corrupt member of Congress who was taking money and, you know, the gold bars in his kitchen like Menendez. And it's not just one member of Congress. It's multiple. And it's the House and it's the Senate and it's leadership. And it's the Speaker of the House himself. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that if people are actually worried about democracy, they should be freaking out and saying we can't have a Department of Justice operate this way. And if they are going to operate this way, what is the check on this? I mean, what is the check on this? Where is the judiciary to make sure that they're not abusing power, that they're not spying on these lawmakers, that they're not intimidating these lawmakers into doing the bidding of the executive branch? I mean, you get into some very, very dangerous roads here.
Absolutely. But you're right. It's so true. The people that are constantly worried, quote unquote, worried about the fall of democracy are the people that either don't understand what's been going on for the last 8 years or choose not to understand. But yes, in people's defense who maybe feel that way, a large part of the media does not cover this. So you would never know I like to say that there were all of these investigations into Trump and the constant drumbeat of the coverage of the investigations and all the allegations. But when it ends, they never really quite finish the story to say, well, actually, that wasn't true. You know, mm-hmm. You don't have these journalists out there apologizing or retracting anything or giving their Pulitzer Prizes back after we've all understood that the Russia investigation was a hoax, or after the reporters and the media outlets, you know, went along with the fact that the intelligence community claimed Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation, when, you know, getting the entire intelligence community on board and having 51 intelligence officials say that laptop was Russian disinformation, and that was right before the election. I mean, a lot of this, we never get the full story. I think it's a disservice to the people, quite frankly, because we know that the Russian laptop was not a Russian laptop. It was Hunter Biden's laptop. Yeah. We know that Robert Mueller found no evidence of collusion. We know that Trump, yes, maybe he was impeached, but he was acquitted both times over. We know that the Biden family was involved in corrupt business dealings with $40 million of overseas funds coming in through different types of bank accounts that House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer uncovered during the last Congress. We know that former President Biden was investigated in an impeachment inquiry in the House of Representatives last Congress, and they decided that he did engage in impeachable conduct, but did not move forward with any type of formal proceedings there. But you know, we know that, but does everyone else know that? Does everybody else know the people that were forced to take a COVID vaccine, but then found out about all of the side effects and all of the mm-hmm. things that they were forced to do? And then, you know, it goes on and on and on and on. But we'll tell the whole story, or we'll try to, right? Together, well, we can get it out there.
I mean, you're doing it. And just so everybody knows, and I have to put my glasses on to read this, but that's just how it goes. Jack Smith, with this whole thing, Kevin McCarthy, the former Speaker of the House, he actually responded to your tweet, and he quoted your tweet and said, "Jack Smith's investigation," with air quotes, "was never about finding the truth. It was about targeting political opponents. Today's news is a stark reminder of that. Read my full statement below." And he links to your tweet, Brooke Singman, on X, at Brooke Singman. I mean, that's a big deal that you've got the attention of the former speaker, and you've got the attention of a lot of people. So just keep it up. I mean, don't let your foot off the gas here. Any person who is concerned about the weaponization of government, and if you're not talking about this now, then you're full of crap. So if you go on shows and you're talking about, oh my God, you know, the death of democracy, but you don't get around to this story, then you're just completely full of it. And you're fine, actually, with the weaponization of government and democracy dying, as long as it's being used against your political opponents, then you're absolutely fine with it. Yeah,
totally. Exactly. Well, I think we'll have more to come on this story, on all of the Russiagate stuff. I think that the Trump administration and leadership at the FBI and the DOJ right now, and heads of committees in the House and the Senate, they are asking their questions. The executive branch is turning over documents that we've been waiting to see for a long time. And we will just parse through all of them and bring the news as it comes and kind of put this big story together. And I always say, you know, all of this together is bigger than Watergate, but we're the only ones that cover it. So,
well, Brooke Singman, Fox News. Appreciate it, my friend. Follow Brooke at Brooke Singman. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Rich.
Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, as we continue along the show here today, a lot to get to. It's a busy day. It's just going to be one of those Fridays, but it is Friday, so that's great news for all of us because we're almost to the weekend, and I'm excited about that, and I'm sure you are as well. And I'm sure you're excited about Black Friday. So Bob's Little Sports Shop has some great Black Friday specials for you. Save 5% off firearms. That's right. Now, this is a big deal. You can't use layaway, and you can't use some other things. See all the details at Bob's Little Sports Shop.com. But the key is 5% off firearms at Bob's Little Sports Shop for their Black Friday specials. Isn't that great? Plus, throughout the month of December, you're going to get something called Bob's Bucks, where for every $100 you spend, you're going to get $5 in Bob's Bucks that you can use towards other things as well, other purchases at Bob's Little Sports Shop. And with the holidays coming, you might as well be thinking now about your next big event. Want to do something different, something that not everybody's done before? Well, then have an event at Bob's Little Sports Shop. They're right on Delsey Drive in Glassboro, New Jersey, and these events can host up to 30 people. No alcohol or drugs permitted, but that's okay because you'll love having everybody together and you'll love the thrill of the range. And if you don't have everybody in the group, if they don't have experience, that's okay, because first-time shooters are welcome at Bob's. You don't need a firearms ID card. You don't need any previous experience. All you need is to just show up, and then the NRA-certified trainers will take care of the rest and help you. Because they're all about helping people become responsible and safe firearms owners. That's what Bob's is all about. So check out their Black Friday specials by going to Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com. Inquire about doing an event at Bob's Little Sports Shop by going to Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com. And remember, spots are filling up fast. And find out how you can get the access to the Bob's Bucks, where you get rewards for every dollar that you spend at Bob's Little Sports Shop. They're my go-to place for all things Second Amendment. I love the people there. You'll love the people there, and they'll take great care of you. So this holidays, think about Bob's Little Sports Shop. Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All righty. Went a little long there with that segment, but so I'm going to be on a certain network tonight. Well, I can't mention. Let me know if my hair is okay. Just let me know that. That would be helpful. But that's going to be at 7:08 p.m. tonight. I'm not going to tell you what network or what show because I'll have to figure that out. I'm not allowed to talk about it. Took a vow of silence like a monk. So see if you can guess where I'll be at 7:08 p.m. tonight. I won't be in New York, though, physically at their studio. They're sending a van. That's a little clue. I should probably say I should probably put on a shirt and tie. I can do that. That I can do. But I guess the only question is, how's the dew? I didn't use a hairdryer today. Typically, I do. Got to figure that out. What do you think, Justin? A little mousse, a little gel?
A little bit of
hairspray?
Mousse. You finally getting revenge against Dr. Coates for the Kate May incident?
I feel like it's very fitting that she's coming on today.
You going to mention it to her when she's on?
Oh, you know I'm going to mention it to her when she's on. The only question is, what's the over-under on how many times I'm going to mention it to her when she's on? That's the only question. So I don't have an answer to that. I don't know. Could be a dozen. Could be two dozen. Could be a painful segment for everybody but me, basically. So apparently on the YouTube chat, people were saying hair looks good. Just don't put too much makeup on. This is it. I already threw some powder on to take care of my honking red bulbous nose. So there you go. But there you go. All right. So take a quick break and we'll come back. Dr. Wilfred Riley will join us. And we're going to talk about the socialist whack job mayor of Seattle who just got elected. And we got now coast to coast socialists. And we're coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.